We just have two cases on the previous sugya, and then we'll start the next sugya. The Gemara had asked Akasha, we had a machlekes, it's Lakish, Chanina, why, what is the tikkun ha'olam that we're not doita from Lakutish, Shvach, and Peiris? It's Lakish said because it's not Ksuvim, and Rav Nun said because it's not Ksuvim. And then we had a Psanem Rav Rav Nosen that said that if it was Kodim, if it was Kodim, the Shvach of the Shvach of the Lekeach was Kodim to the Pnius HaLekuches, so then you go there from the Lekuches, and I says everything is totally in Kodim. I'm a mission like Kodim, or Pesh for Kuntres, for La Mishim the Ksuvim Ksuvim, the Kosher, the Imken Ki Mishani Tanoi, so the Gemara answers, the Machloikas Tanoi, Lai Havi Rav Nosen, Lai Kemar, Va Lai Kemar, and we ask the Kasha from Rav Nosen, now we bring two different Tanoi. The Nire de la Ula Porich, Tavke, Ula Mipshet Nami, the Rav Chanine, Ksuvim Achopi, Sha'en Ksuvim, that ktsuvim is sufficient. The bizman she kodam shvoche shori she hain ktsuvit. That's ktsuvim. So melum and the lekeach buys it. He knows exactly how much the moicher is achrei to pay. Vein ktsuvit. It's not ktsuvim. The ktsiv loy mahanye. Af o gav she kvar bo ashvach. Even the bishas ktsiv akati lay habit. The ktsiv to the lekeach Rishain was not called Ksuvim. It doesn't give out a coil because Bishas Lekeach Rishain Botakaka. We don't know Bechlal if there will be Shvach, if there won't be Shvach. So the kasha was on Rish Lakish. Sarai to Rav Chanina. Rav Nosen is not a third sheet. Rav Nosen is like Rav Chanina. So the Gemara answered, well, there's a machlokes tanoim. There's a tana that says, minei she'enem ksuvim, pishen ksuvim. So we have a tana like the shlokes. V'chima tikkun olam yesh bozeh v'aloi ein ksuvim. Pesh pekuntres. So Rashi has a very interesting pshat in this tana. Min adin v'aloi tikkun olam ein ligvais min mishabdi. V'nav goyvim mishabdi, kivin dein ksuvim. So this is not called tikkun olam. The kosher the Rav Chanina the Amar lefi she'ein ksuvim koil lefrushei mipnei tikkun olam the mas nisin. So that is called tikkun olam. It's not a different reason. The kachnira dochi perushei. Kotaliso time of nei tikkun olam. Bixive ma tikkun olam yesh baze. Ksiv alone is not a tikkun olam. That's a lav ksuvim like al mishabdi day tikkun olam tole bixive elo bixive. Okay. Now let us start a new sugya, and we'll try to learn Rashi and the Baal HaMoya to understand al kaponim how they learn Pshat in the sugya. Let us just go for 1 minute to the Mishnah and see Rashi in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Ba'amaytzi mitziye lo yishava mitnei tikon ha'olam. So what does that mean, v'meitzi mitziya? So Rashi says, umachziro. He found a mitziya, and then he returned it. U'baylam oimrim shleher zekulo. The baylam said, this is take, I lost this, but there was more. I lost more. You didn't return the whole thing. So, and he says, no, that's all that I found. So Lachayre is a made of a mitzvah, says this. I'm wanting two things from you, I'm wanting more, and he's a made of a mitzvah. So Yisham Neitikan Olam, Akulakot. Right. So Rashi says, Pshat in the Mishnah, that that's the story, that a person came and was Marzir the Aveide, and then when I get back to the Aveide, so the Baal Aveide time is there was more lost. You're holding some for yourself.
Sagt der Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok said, Shnei kisim kshurim matzosali. If the Baal Aveda will taine, that there were two, he comes back, all smiles, here's your kiss, here's your wallet, and giving it back to you. And the Baal Aveda says, and showed that there were two kisim kshurim, they were tied together, and you found this kiss, and you found it was another kiss also. So this is a tiny body mitzad the Baal Aveda. Because if it was tied together, so what happened? It doesn't untie by itself. So, in the stomach, you took one for yourself. So I know that you found two, because one was tied to the other. So then, there's a tiny body who swear. What if the Baal Aveda says, Shnei Shvorim Kshurim Motzosali, he told them he brings back one share, and he says, Anshudik, there were two Shvorim, where's the other share? There he doesn't swear. My time is Shvorim Minatchi Ma'adadi, Shvorim, even though they, perhaps when they were lost, they were both tied together, but they could, from Zichalein, separate one from the other. So the taine of the Baal Aveda is not a taine's body. He can't say for sure you found two shvarim. Even though I lost two shvarim that were tied, but it's not mukach that you found two shvarim. So memele, ein nishba, my taine shvarim menatchi mehadod. Kisim loy menatchi mehadod. Now, case number three. Shnei shvarim kshurim matzosa. He comes and says, you found two shvarim. Ba'lo aimer matzosi. You're right. I think I found two shvarim. Ba'zalti loch echad mem. Yes, I gave you back one share. Here I'm coming back with the second share. Harei ze nishba. So now he swears. Now it's a tainis bori. That means if the marzer aveda is tainin, he's made it to the Baal Aveda. They were taka two shvarim. But he says, I gave you back one. That's the money giving you back now the second one. So in Chazore, the Baal Aveda has an emes of tainus bori. So he can tain that tainus bori that you did not give me back one share yesterday. So then it's a bori in a meida b'mitzvah. Frag the Gemara b'Rabbi Yitzchok lesley ha-meitzi mitzii le-yishovim ne-tikan olam. That means Rabbi Yitzchok is going with hilchas meida b'mitzvah. If it's a tainus bori, he swears. If it's not a tainus bori, so there's no din moitah b'mitzvah. See, you don't swear. The Mishnah seems to be saying that l'chayre lo yishava, even though there's a chiyuv shuah, neitika na'olam, you don't swear. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. V'alo oimer lo imotzasi ela echad. He says they only found one. Nishba. Kide meforish taimer. Because kissim will not separate one from the other. Now, Rashi is saying something over here. That means that he's not finding, I know you found two. I didn't know, I saw you picked up two. That's not the story. You came to me, and you returned me one. So that means my whole tainus bori originates from your chazore. That means if you wouldn't have returned it to me, I can't mum from you two. Who are you? But you returned me one. And so, but since I see the one is by you, so now I can mum. If you found one, you found two. That's again the Lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah. Lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says, Klo. And he returned it. So forget the whole Yediyah comes about to the Baal Aveda after the Chazorah. Okay. Now let's go further. Shvarim minatchi ma'adodi, the Taina Shemahu. You say you found one share. I can say, Bebehirus, you found two shvarim. שני שבורים קשורים מוצאו לי, ולא אומר מוצאו והחזרתי לך אחד מהם. And he says, I found Taketu, and I gave you back one of them. הרי זה נשבע. שכנו, שהחזו לו יהיה אחד, that he gave back one. והבל אינם מתיינה ודוי, שיהיה יוסף התיינס בורי. ואף על פי שלא יראו כשמוצא. I can't tell you that you found two shvorim because I saw you found two shvorim. But, שהרי גם זה אוי מכן. But you know I can say you found two shvorim because you said you found two shvorim. אבל היך מיידה מיצס תיינה ברורה. That means, so if you said you found two shvorim, so now you only tiny is you gave me back yesterday. I'm sure you didn't give me back yesterday. פח סייפה נמי רב יצחק אמרו. So this is רב יצחק, בלי גרסינם בוטניה נמי הוכי. This is a member of רב יצחק. So רב יצחק is telling us, in other words, when there's a tainus bori, which is mechayev ashvus meidem emiktsus, so meidem mitzi you swear. If there's no tainus bori, then you don't swear. And that the Gemara asks on rav yitzhak, it's very nice to tell, but the Mishnah says, what do you do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah is speaking about such a case, where Rashi said in the Mishnah. So what did you do with the Mishnah? And for the Gemara, who the Omar ki Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Now let us just see Rashi. We don't know exactly what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, but this Rashi is very important. The Heichid, the Kotovi Lei, the Tainas Bori, Lechoshiv Lei Meishav Aveide. That if he's Tevei with a Tainas Bori, there's no Din Meishav Aveide. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says. So Lechay Reb Shatis, you're bringing me a Mishnah, fine. And the Mishnah Taka says that you don't swear. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, if I'm a Teveya with a tainus bori, that's not called a meishev aveide, and there's no takona, you don't swear. You do swear, I mean, there's no takona, you do swear. The sign, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov oimer, pa'omim she'odom nishba al tainus atzmo. Sometimes a person can swear, even though the Teveya was not telling anything, but he himself said everything. There's also shvus meidah b'mitzus. Ketzat. Mane la'avicha b'yodi. Someone comes over to Ayosa. He says, you know, I borrowed a money from your father. Bechalti pras. And I paid him up 50. Areza nishba. So he has to swear. He said that he borrowed 100. He said he paid up 50. Arei ze nishba. Bezehu she nishba al tainus atzma. So that means, yene doesn't, l'cheira, the Gemara understood now, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is speaking about a case that the Ben does not know about anything. He's coming and telling me, whatever he's telling me, he never knew about, that I brought 100 to the amona from your father, I paid up here, and he has to swear. Yesh, Adam nish, pomish, pomish, Adam nish, baltein, and satsmai. Bachachomim oimrim, eine ella ke meishev aveido potter. Now this is a meishev aveido, and he's potter. Let's just go a little further, and then we'll see Rashi. The Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, leslei meishev aveido potter. What's that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? So, before we go further, we have to know there's a shtickle problem over here. The Gemara had asked a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak, and the Mishnah says, "Hamaytzi mitzi is potter mitnaytikanel." You don't have to say. What's Rabbi Yitzchak? What do you do with the Mishnah? Well, I hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right? So, what does that mean? So, it means Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is not like the Mishnah. I hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara brings Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Afilu, a person came on his own, comes on his own accord, and he said, I borrowed 100 and paid back 50, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that you have to swear. So, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold a meishiv aveid. I hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So that's beautiful. Now all of a sudden, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold a meishiv aveid. good morning. I mean, that's what we're talking about. All of a sudden, the Gemara is sarcastic on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I mean, that's what we just said now. Now, let us see Rashi. Al Tainus Atzmoy. Hashte Mashme. Shein Odom Toivoy. That's how the Gemara understood now. Ulekama Mephosh la Betoyena Yizeh ben Hameis Vidomye Liderab Yitzchak. So now Rashi tells us the Gemara didn't understand Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So, but Lefi Emes, it's speaking about that the Ben Hameis is timing a tainus bori, and Rashi says one thing, and this is similar to Rabbi Elazar, this is similar to Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, we have to figure this out, but let's just put, but that Rashi just tells us, so the maskonis ha-gemara is, the gemara now did not understand Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but Lefi Emes, he did taina a tainus. The Ben Tainer, the Tainer's Bori, and this is similar to Rabbi Yitzchak, and that's the real Teretz Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Rabbi Yitzchak holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. V'chaltiv prat, v'chaltiv loy chetzye. Rabbi Elazar less like, k'moy v'harinam bo. That means when we heard this member of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar less like, shosha v'tikan ha'ilam, the Meshe Bavei the Potter Mishur, Dim Kain, Shovik Lo Va'ozo. I mean, Rabbi Elazar, how could Rabbi Elazar say such a thing? This is logic, this is not a Mishnah. That means, if a Meshe, a person returns Aveda, and he'll have to swear, so you know what's gonna happen, so he says, Lamali Lutzor Azay, I go and do this guy a favor, I return his Aveda, and I have to swear to him also. I learned my lesson. The next time, don't be so slim. Alti tzadik harbe. Became shavik lava also. That's poshet. I mean, behind nami. Given the loitovoi. No one ever mont him anything. He comes on his own accord. He feels so proud. He says, ah, isha emes. The loitovoi kemesha vredo. He comes on his own accord. You say, you know that this guy was broke. He says, you know, I borrowed a money from your father and I only paid him back 50. I owe you 50. So he should have thanked me and given me shishi for my amidus emes. I have to swear. I learned my lesson. So what's pshat Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? I mean, not asking akasha on the Mishnah, we're asking logic. I mean, it doesn't make sense that in the mechayev and mashvur, you're defeating, we're doing a terrible thing. Omara. Oh, betoye naikot. It is speaking about that a cotton is being tied, not the way we thought before, that he came on his own accord and he said, "Pomim shodam nishbal tainus atzmoi." It wasn't tainus atzmoi; it was a cotton mountain, the money, and he says, "Well, I paid back 50." It's called tainus atzmoi because a tainus cotton is not so choshev, but it's a. Talking about was a tiny cotton. It's not a beishim aved over here. L'chayre, the cotton month from him. The tonne cotton. The gemara cotton midi mashosha isbe. And sure, that if a cotton was teveya, was nan, we learned, ainish boin al tiny chere shait in the cotton. There's no shvur bachlal because of that. That means if the whole reason of the shvur is because the tiny cotton, you learn that from a posik, you don't swear in a tiny cotton. So that can be Pshat Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So the Gemara says, yeah, that what Rav said to you, my cotton gozel. No, it means a gozel. For my cotton, like cotton, Lagabi Mili the other cotton who really doesn't know all the things what his father did. So that's why you call him a cotton. But this is a gozel. Frek the Gemara, Ihochi. So a godel is teveyahim, the money, and he says, I paid back 50, I owe you 50. So what did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say, pa'omim sha'odom nishba al tainus atzmoy? It's a different story over here, not tainus atzmoy. except that's a time of a gogol. So what did Rabbi Lozor say? Yochi, tainus atzmoi, tainus acheremu. This is tainus acheremu. A gogol was teveye. So he says, yeah. Tainus acheremu by dos atzmoi. We have to, you can't take literally what the Rabbi Lozor ben Yaakov said. Yes, it's tainus by dos atzmoi. Fact the Gemara, police, and Shudik. Pulu tainos and ami tainos achem veidos atzmei ninu. So, I mean, everybody that reads this is like this. So we have a terrible problem over here. If you're telling me that pshat Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is that a gogol was teveyahim, and then he's moide b'mitzvus, this is tainos achem veidos atzmei. So we have two tremendous problems. Problem number one, why did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say, pomim sha'odam nitzmei, I mean, that's the parsha of Maida B'mitzvah, Tainus Achayim, Veidos Atzmai. So the word Pa'omim is very modern. Number two, the Chachamim say it's a Meishav Aveda, and Shudik, what kind of a Meishav Aveda is this? He mondim, he's a Maida B'mitzvah. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Ihochi, the Toyin Aigodu, Tainus Atzmai Korilo, Tainus Achayim, Veidos Atzmai, Al Shohoidoloi, She'emes Kidvoro. He's moide than what he said. So lechayre, let's just put this on hold. The lechayre from Rashi Vaistois, that it's speaking about that the godel was teveya him first. Amone, v'hoide loy she'emes kedvorov. That's taka right. Your father taka left me 100. Amone, that's number one. Al shahoyd aloy she'emes kidvorov umoyde, and there's another thing, she'daim chayv loy pras, then unishba, forget, we have here these two factors. He's saying the tviya is true, you're not coming from left field, I tell your father to let me among it. Number two, I still owe you, that means, and that's why you swear. Eidos atzma, I'm moyde to your timer. That's why you swear. Like the Gemara, kula tainosi nami tainos achem vidos atzmenino. Ula kach nish boila, fakel. That's the ingredients of a meida b'mitzis. That it's tainos achem vidos atzmen. He's meida, you have a tviya to me, the zichel lent me, he's meida, that he still owes him. Priya gabne, mi pligi rabonan alayis. Why does that say it's meisha b'veda? What kind of meisha b'veda is over here? Mi avakoma pa'omim, in the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, Pa'omim sha'odom nishba, sometimes, kol shayta ki agav na mishtabe, this is not a pa'omim, this is the case of a moide b'mitzvah. So, where are we up to now? So after we don't understand Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that means maman of shech. If we'll take the words literally, say, such a meishav aveda, that no one would ever say that she'd have to swear. He comes on his own accord and he tells them, I borrowed a money and I paid back 50 in the end of days from Golnish and I told him to swear. That sikh doesn't make sense. So we started making, though it's not a real tiny satsma, it's a tiny scot. Must have a tiny scot in some of the Golnish regards. A tiny godless, then you have a real mighty b'mitzvah. So we're stuck, what shot Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Fine. Elo b'derabe kamiflegi. So now the Gemara goes, and says, b'darabe kamiflik. Doma rabbe, midnei ma omro teire, moide mitzis ha-taine yishona. Let's just say the member of rabbe, then we have to see pshat rabbe. Rabbe asked the kasha, why does a moide the mitzis wear? Chazoke ein odom meyis pono b'fnei bal choyva. Person will not be a meyis pono in the yakoyfa haka. V'hai b'kulei boi l'michvereile, he'd love to be a kaifa hako. V'hai d'loi kofre, mishim d'inod amei espona, b'fnei bal chayva. U'b'kulei boi d'loi d'loi. Now, he really would want to be moidit him, to say, that I really owe you everything. V'hai d'loi oi d'loi, ishtamutzi kodim ishtamit lai. Doesn't want to say that he owes him everything, because it'll say he owes him everything, because he doesn't have money in the bank to pay up. So that's why he's saying, I only owe you half. So the ava havali zuzi yo paranale, when I'll get money, then I'll pay him up. אמר רחמון רומי שבוי לאווה כהיכי דולוי דולוי וכולי. רבון, the Torah said no, that you swear and in order you should pay up. רבי לזה בן יעקב סבא לאישנה בוי ולאישנה בבנוי אין אמייץ והילקח לאו מישב עבדו רבון סוברי בויו דיין אמייץ אבו בבנוי מייץ מדלוי מייץ מישב עבדו. Now, let us see Rashi. What happened over here? Now, Rashi very conveniently fills in a lot of empty spaces, which the Gemara did not seem to talk about. So Rashi takes care of this. Ella. Loiteime betoye negodl. Ella means, no, the last pshate negodl is not pshat. Ella betoye negodl. It's not toye negodl. That's why it's called Tainas Atzmai. It's called Tainas Atzmai because Mitzad the Toyin, it's only Toyin Eikot, and it's a Pseshvacha Tain. With the Kashaloch, yes, the Kashaloch, that's the story in Ishboin al Tainas Kotin, and he merely Bishet Toyin Eikot Kadati Loch. But if the Kotin is Tainin, that you owe me, because of my Nesine, your Chayev to be Mavara Beshvuah, the Gabi Shvuah Tziv Ki Yitain Ish, so we learn out a Nesinus Ish is not Mechayev Ashvuah. A Nesinus Ish is Mechayev Ashvuah, and a Nesinus Kotten is not Mechayev Ashvuah. This whole Mekor, Ein Nishboim Al Tainus Kotten, is not because a Tain of a Kotten, the Torah was a Machshev. No, a Tain of a Kotten, if this whole Sibas, Hatviya is mitzad the cotton, so then you don't swear on such a tviya. A tviya which came about through an anasinus cotton, that's a gzeiras hakos of einish boim al tainus cotton, which means al tviya's cotton, because the tviya is mitzad maisov shala cotton. Ki yitain ish veloi ki yitain cotton. Avol bo be tainus of it. But what if the cotton is not coming to taina? That I gave you. I'm saying my father gave you a money. My father gave you a money. Nishboin afilu lekot. That's pshat. So that's, now we understand the lotion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Pomim she'odom nishbal tainus atzmai. No, he called it tainus atzmai because thought the toin is a cotton. Halachically, epis as a tainus cotton is a tain, but, this he called Tainus Atzmai. We'll see. Yeah. Ula Rabbono. And according to the Rabbono, Afilu Legodol Einish Boy. This case, Afilu Legodol Einish Boy, Kedisnam Bishwus, Mona La'abe Biyotcha. Someone comes over to Aloyim and he says, no, my father lent you a mona. Ein Lecha Biyodi Elo Chamishim Dinah. Potter, ube der Rabbe pligi. So now, it's two extremes. The Rabbanon hold, afilo a godel comes to someone else, and he comes lachayra with a tainus bori, mone la'aba biyotcha, and he says, no, I only borrowed 50. Ein le biyodi ala chamishim dine, is potter. That's called a meishiv aveide, and ye potter. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, "Afilu by a cotton, yechai." Now we don't know yet what's flying here. Chazake in other meis pono. Now we have to understand Rabbi, which said a multitude of sentences over here. We have to understand what did Rabbi ask, what did Rabbi answer, what did Rabbi say. So let's again see the lashon of Rabbi. The Omer Rabbi. Mit neima omro teure moide mitzes hataine yishova. Chazoke ein odom meis ponov lichperes akel. Hilkach bishvil oidos amitzas ein oi nemon al hasha. Before we say Pshat in this Rashi, I'd like to mention a Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi, here the Gemara in Daf Kuf Zayin. We bring the memory of Rabbi. Don't Rabbi name Amor Toira, may the mitzvah satayni yeshova, chazok no the meis polo b'tnei bal chayda. V'hai b'kuli boi d'nich b'rei, v'hai d'olai kofmushim no the meis polo, period. So Rashi, this is something, a very interesting Rashi, which, in Odom may ispono bifnei ze sheoisei loy teire. A person, in Odom, the Rashi medayik the Loshna Gemara, in Odom may ispono bifnei bal chayvoy. That means, hilkach. Heicha de kofar hakel. If a person is a kofar hakel, a malve comes over to a loive and he says, I lent you last year $1 million, and you have to pay me up. He looks him straight in the face, I never borrowed a penny from you. Now, if there was truth that he lent the money, he wouldn't have the guts to say such a thing. You only lent you $1 million and you tell him you never borrowed a penny. In Odom meis ponov, bifnei ze shoyse loy toive, hilka. Heiche de koffer hakel, potel mishvue, di lav kushte bahadei, loy havi motzi le michpadei. He can't do it. He's an Odom. An Odom may respond him with nei balchayvai. If he has any menschlichkeit in him, so he can't do such a thing. So if he tells us, I never borrowed a penny from you, and looks him straight in the face, that's Arai is telling the truth. I have been a father, bir of shvue. This person is telling the truth. This is better than 10 lie detectors. Another may respond him name balchayvai. What if he's a moide b'mitzah? Yeah, we borrowed it. It wasn't $1 million. It was $25. There was a halva. Heiche de moide b'mitzahs is b'kuli boi l'michva. Really, he didn't want to be moide in the $25 either. He really would have wanted to say, didn't borrow a penny. I can't do it. He can't say, they know the mayas. So that is why, so he had to be made. So that means, so now I don't have a bill anymore that he's telling the truth. If he'd be a kaifa hakel, so that was Rabbi's kasha. Rabbi said, now we'll see our Rashi. Rabbi is the kasha, neima amra teira meide mitzvah sataina yeshova. Why dafka meide mitzvah? Why meide mitzvah? So in the Kaifa Hakel doesn't have to swear. What's the chilek? So Rabbi said, well, a Kaifa Hakel kushte koma. I know the mayis. But if he's made already, I have no raya bechlal, he's telling the truth. So memele, so then he has to be mevara his taina with a shvua. Now let us see again the loshen of our Rashi. That's okay what our Rashi is saying. Chazoke ein odom meis ponov lichper es hakel. A person cannot be a kaifa hakel to bal choyvai. Hilkach, therefore, bishvil haidos mitzah, since he was made already that he did borrow something, ein neinemon ala shah. That's why he's not nemon already. If he would have been a kaifa hakel, no, he's saying the truth. Because a person can be a kaifa hakel, another mayis. But since he was maide, so I see fakert, I don't have any right he's telling the truth. This he could say already. I borrowed money from you. The fact that there's a miscalculation, the amounts, but I borrowed money from you. Hilkach, Hilkach, bishvil dosa mitzvah, ein neman ala shah. Really, he would want to be kaifa hakel. He'd love to do this, but he can't. They know the mayis. So memelem. But again, I don't have proof that he's telling the truth. Now, that was one kasha of Rabbi. And why does he have to swear? And Rabbi said, because a kaifer hakel is a biru that he's telling the truth, and a moide b'mitzvah doesn't have a biru, he's telling the truth. V'chitema, now Rabbi asked the second kasha. Lei nishbe yashava. The migo, the choshed amamoyne, choshed nami ashvuosa. Anu kasha.
So what are you saying? We don't trust him. And there's no another maze. We don't trust him. So we say, maybe he's saying a lie.
So let him swear. So Rabbi asked, oh, listen, if this person is choshed to steal, he'll swear false also. So what are you accomplishing by making him swear? So Rashi says, I'm a moina loy choshet. Mida loy kafrei bekule. Because he wasn't kafrei bekule. We'll come back to these few words. The haiki oidi bepalge. So now, let's go further. The haiki oidi bepalge. Really, that he was more than a half. Bekule nami boi deloidi. He really would be more than everything. This person has no intentions whatever what to steal. Bahai deloy oidilei. That what he wasn't moide. The dati, the love the dati lemigzloy. Not his intentions to steal. Alishtamuti ishtamet litchuye hashato. So that means that, so we're asking a new kasha now. We're asking a kasha, main, we don't trust this person. That's for sure. I don't have a beer telling the truth. So what do I accomplish? So this person wants to steal. So what will Shua help? A person who's choshed that moment, the same Mechaba who wrote Lo Sigza, Loit Lo Sishavach, mean, if you don't love Lo Sigza, don't love Lo Sishavach. So what am I accomplishing with Shua? So Rabbi said, no, this person, you're right, if this person would want to steal, you're right, it wouldn't accomplish anything with Shua. But this person's no intentions of stealing. This person wants to pay up everything. And really, when you ask for the money, he wanted to say, I owe you a money. But if he says, I owe you a money, so that means they have to pay you up the money. I don't want to pay up now the money. I need a half a money for myself now. So Mamil, that's why he said a half a money. But he has no intentions of stealing. When the stocks will go up, then he'll pay you the other half a money. The vial, he doesn't have too much money to pay up chayvus. He's tight now. And the Torah did not want this. The Torah did not want who knows when the stocks will go up. I mean, he owes him money. So the Torah said, you say you only borrowed 50, swear on it. Swear, oh, he's an helichayit. He's not choshna mamayna. That's what Rabbi said. Now, but Rashi vafta reina voto, which I don't understand ledavoyin. Rashi said, the Gemara is takasher, the chitayim elay nishba asharo, the migul, the choshta mamayna choshu nami ashvuasa, a mamayna loy choshu, midu loy kofrei bekulei. And Rashi is bringing proof this guy is elach. Midu loy kofrei bekulei. That's not Raya, he's elach. We just said before a minute ago, this guy is a liar. He would love to be Kaifa Bekulai, but he doesn't have the guts to say to be a Kaifa Hakel and all the may spawn with Neymar Chayvai. So that, but he wasn't a Kaifa Hakel, not because he doesn't want to steal. He'd love to steal. Now he can't do it. He can't, or blush, or he can't do it. He can't look him in the face. So Mamela, but on this 50, could be he wants to steal. Who told you he didn't want to steal? Yes, a very good question. What was the shul up? He's a choshna moina, choshna shvus. Rashi says, no, this person doesn't want to steal because he wasn't a kaifa hakel. We just had a minute ago, not like that. I don't understand Rashi. I would say a big doichik, but I doubt very much if Rashi means this. Maybe Rashi means I once saw such a svore that let's say if Reuven comes to Shimon and Reuven says, I lent you $100, and he says, I don't know about it if you lend me $100. He says, a tiny Shemen. So the Emerson, this Shemen is a kvire to tainus Reuven. Reuven says, I would say a lie. And Shimon says, I don't know, could be.
So you could be a kofer without being a meis ponim in gans. That means, so could be, that means like this. That means if this guy had intentions of not to pay, now he doesn't have guts to say that, that I never borrowed, that he can't do. So he said, I don't know if I borrowed. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if I borrowed. So he could have been a kofer with a tiny shema. And he would, he would have saved a lot. So now, I don't owe you a penny. I don't know, maybe somebody could have to pay you. I don't know. And I'm not such a big mechutz of nechaychaditzu. I'm saying maybe I did borrow. I mean, so you'll be dami lekapschus. And he didn't say that. He said that, I can borrow it half. So then we see this guy's elach. That means he has no intentions of stealing. Since he was moide, could be Hashem is also a kfire. I don't know if Rashi means this. If Rashi doesn't mean it, basically, about kaponim la'ira bosi. But right from finished with the gemara. So al kaponim, let's go back to Rabbi. So Rabbi asked Akasha on the Torah, and Egei Alonu was the first half of Rabbi. Rabbi said that every moide b'mitzas is. We do not believe his, that means if it be a koifa hako, then we believe his kvira, because in other may is ponubif neibal koiva. But since he's not a koifa hako, we don't believe his kvira, and that's why he has to swear. That's what Rabbi said. Now let's go a little further. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Sova, loishna boy, veloishna bibnoi. Ein Odom Meis Pnei Bal Choyve is not after the father who lent me the money. The son also ain't a Meis. Vehilkach La Meishev Avedu. It's not a Meishev Avedu. It's not a Meishev Avedu. That means, so if the son comes in months from him, Mono La Abba Biyodoch, so he can't say, I never borrowed a money. He can't say it. Ain't a Meis. He's not a Meishev Avedu, so we tell him to swear. He's like a Moide B'mitzvah. That means even though the Moide B'mitzvah of the Torah is by the father, not the Meis Pnei Bal Choyve, a son, a filu a cotton, ain't a Meis. Ain't a Meis. The Rabbanan Sovri, boy who ain't a Meis, avu b'vnei Meis, midlei Meis, Meishev Avedu. Now, let's go to the Chachomim. The Chachomim say, when a son comes in Tainitz, let me boy, if we say, the Rashi says in the Baba Kama, the Osalei Toive. So the father, he doesn't have the guts to say, I never borrowed a penny from you, because Osalei Toive. Yeah. But Nezesh Osalei Toive. The son never did him a Toive. For the son already, he can tell the son in his problem. I never borrowed a penny from your father. Now, so when he comes in his moide, so this person is a meishev aveda. What do you mean like this? You're going to tell him to swear. So if you're going to tell him to swear, so you're losing from this AC. That means this person, when the son told him that my father lent you a money, this person could have easily said, I never borrowed a penny. I never bought a penny from the Shlom Litzor Azois. He could say it with a straight face to the son. He could look the son straight in the face and tell him that he could be a Meis Ponim. So Memela, now this person on his own accord was Moide. There's nothing pushing him to be Moide. So if you're going to tell him to swear, that means every Moide b'miktas. But he had to be Moide. He can't be Koifa. He had to be Moide. So Memela, now we make... But if this person doesn't have to be Moide, he could be a Kofer Hakol without any problem whatsoever. You're going to tell him to swear, so he'll learn his lesson. I'll teach Tzadik Harbe. When Yen a month for me, you don't be Moide anything. Be a Kofer Hakol. If you can do it, why shouldn't you do it? So he's a Meishev Aveda. That means I'm doing it on my own accord. I'm doing it on my own accord. That means that, I was not in any way forced to be moida. I was moida on my own accord, and you forced me to swear in a hoichad etzu. So I'll know the next time I won't be moida. So therefore the Chumash said he doesn't have to swear. This person doesn't have to swear. This person is a meishev aveda. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds, Bibnoi is also a nemeis. Bibnoi also a nemeis. That's a fakert. It's not the father. It's within the son. Maybe it's not also loitaiva. Maybe it's makir b'shikra. He can't be meis. So if he can't be meis, he's not a meishev aveda. So he's not a meishev aveda. That's why he has to swear. That's lachayre what the Gemara is saying. The hilkach b'mnoi any meis hilkach lav meishev aveda. He's not a meishev aveda. Now, after finishing this sugya, we have tzoras tzuras over here. So what happened over here? We had a kasha and Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok said that a person is teiveya. If a person is teiveya from a meishev aveda, he's a teiveya. Two kisim matzos, a tainis bori, and yen a tainis was only one. You swear. Like the Gemara, well, you don't hold a mitzvah mitzvah, you shom ne tikkun olam. So he said, well, I hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And shuldig. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So before we held Takir, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds a muyim de kemeshe vaveda, without a taina, is mechuyif to swear. That would be good. But now, that can't be. So now we come out, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is speaking about a case that's not a Meshav Aveda. It's not a Meshav Aveda. So what happened? We started off, we had a Kashan of Yitzchak. We started off Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in Shalom on Yisrael. So what happened now? What happened now? So we have found this. This is a problem. Now, before we go back to two Rashis, I'd like to learn the Baal HaMoir. The Baal HaMoir, the Achreinim say, Kabbalah Sana Lois Test to Maram Shiv and the Sugya and the Sam Seifa say Rashi is more or less like the Baal HaMoir. I'd like to just be made of this a little. There's a few differences between Rashi and the Baal HaMoir, but I'll kapodim. Let us see the Baal HaMoir. The Baal HaMoir is Bedafei Harif Daf Chafei Amad Aleph. Now we'll see the Baal HaMoir is a little different than Rashi, but the flow of the Baal HaMoir is very geschmack. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Shnei Kisin Kshurim Motzosali, Veloy Milo Motzosalech Nishpat, Perish. Af Al Pi Shlo Yoda Baal HaVeda B'Mitzuyosai, Elo Ata Baal HaMoir. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Shnei Kisim Kshurim Motzosali, Veloim Eloi Motzosi, Elo Echo Nishma. Peish. Af Al Pi Shelo Yoda Baal HaAveda V'Mitziyosai. The Baal HaAveda B'chlal was unaware of the Mitziyah. Elo Mitech Dvorov Shel HaMoitzi K'sheich Zira. When he returned, the Tana became aware. That we said Rashi in the Mishnah says this. V'Omar Lei, and he told him, Kis echot matzosi loch. He told him, I found one kis. V'chein derech metziye. She'ein ba'al aveda yedeya bo el meshas chazaros eliyodet. That's usually the types of metziye. You lost it, and then when someone gives it back to you, you know that he found it. V'she'om aloi zeh kis echot matzosi loch. V'aloim aloi yefshel. It can't be you found one. Shemacha shematzosas echot shle matzosas abey shekshur moyo. Af Al Pi Shehamoitzi Posach Me'atzmoi Hataina. Now here the Baal HaMoir starts talking. That means this Moitzi Lomole Letzor Azois. Why do you have to open up his mouth? That means, yeah, Hafilo Hochi Nishba the Tainus Boriu Kim Lemenatchi Adodi. If I have a Tainus Bori, even though, why did you have to open up your mouth? But
the Ika the Toyanoi Tainas Bori, the Lahochi Lo Yishavim Ne Tikan Ha'ilo.
Now, the from the Balamoyah would seem like this. Meshev Aveda means that the whole reason, whatever I'm saying, is my own accord. It's a bicycle. Like we hear Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Yesh Nishbal Tainas Atzmai. You don't know from anything. There's no pressure whatsoever on me to say what I'm saying. I come in my own accord and I say, you know, I borrowed from your father Amon and I paid up 50 and here's the other 50. So that's called a Meshev Aveda. That's called a Meshev Aveda. That means there's no pressure on me whatsoever to say what I'm saying, and I do it on my own accord. That's a Meshev Aveda, which the Gemara asked. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is an old Meshev Aveda. That doesn't make sense. You're doing your very knowledge as that. A person comes between us and says such a thing, you're told, swear? That doesn't make sense. The Mishnah says, Moitzi Metziah. That means Moitzi Metziah means, he's not a Meshev Aveda. He found a Metziah. He started off the ball rolling, that's for sure. If he wanted to, he didn't have to come and tell him he found a Metziah. He was a Shtikel Eloch. He said, I found this. But then the guy bombarded him. You found this, you found two. So Memele, now there's a tainus bori, now there's a lachat on him. I'm telling you, you found two. So Memele, and he's answering, no, I only found one. Here there's already a tvia mitzad teveya. And fakert, that is one of the sibis of Shuas Maida B'mitzis. Yene is money from you. Let me just tell you over a lotion from the Nayelos HaShachar. Nayelos HaShachar says, the tviye sheyesh b'koicha lachiyach lohoidais, a tviye that could force Yenna to swear, he tviya she'ef shalachayev ala. That's a tviya that could be mechayev shuas made by mitzvahs. Ma she'en kein, he a tviya ain't a geremes machiach lohoidois, ain't a tviya. B'zeh ma she'nikro meishev aveda, the chol ma she'toyin ain't a machmes a tviya. That means that what the Gemara held for the Vaposha, that meishev aveda is potter. That means whatever. That means that there's no tviya whatsoever that's forcing me to be made. So there, the halacha is that you don't swear. So the Gemara asked the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yitzchak. Our Mishnah says that a meitzim mitzi is not a meishev aveda. That means it's totally. That's why the Mishnah was very careful. Hamoitzim mitziyah, that means that talking about a tainus bori. Rabbi Yitzchak, we have a raya that the Mishnah is talking about that there is a tainus bori, because that's why the Mishnah was very medayik b'lshaynoi, hamoitzim mitziyah lo yishba. Don't say hameshav aveda lo yishba. Hameshav aveda lo yishba, that's poshut, you don't swear. There's no tree whatsoever. But hamoitzim mitziyah, that means it started through that he returned the mitziyah. And now he's money from him, so give me the other one. And now, so there's a tviya already. There's a tviya that makes us be mechayev mashvuot, be mevarah. And that the Mishnah says also lo yishav. That's the kasha and Rabbi Yitzchak.